relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
It'll be 23 years ago this September as we're preparing for today's Manhood Hour. An astute observer in the control room, who goes by the name of Eric, observed that it might have been the last time that we came together as a nation. It was the night of May 1st, May the 2nd, and after something happened in Pakistan, America was united. Here's a reminder.
USA! Times Square looked more like a party as hundreds took part in the celebration.
It's a great hour for USA, great day for USA.
In Philadelphia, instead of the game, baseball fans were glued to their phones. While some broke out in chants of USA, USA.
New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg called the killing of bin Laden a critically important victory. And nowhere was that victory felt more than here at Ground Zero, where nearly 3,000 people were killed in the attacks.
Now that he's finally dead, it feels good.
Michael Carroll lost his father, a firefighter, on 9/11. He says bin Laden's death won't ease his pain, but it does bring some closure.
To feel excited about somebody's death is a weird feeling, but when it comes to him, it's all right.
When it comes to him, it's all right. 2 years later, in an anonymous interview with Esquire magazine, the identity of the individual was one step closer to being locked down. And today we have him with us, a perfect guest for the Manhood Hour. The man, as we say in the British Army, who slotted bin Laden and gave him a dirt nap, Rob O'Neill. Welcome back to America First.
Hey, thank you for having me, Dr. Gorka. It's good to be here.
Does that seem like ancient history to you, that day?
Sort of, yes and no. I mean, I can close my eyes and see what happened there on the flight in, the flight out, the walk up the stairs anytime I want. And I remember being back in the hangar at Bagram Airfield. We had bin Laden's body there. We had my team, the dog Cairo, was there. We could look at him, hear President Obama talking. So much has passed since then. So much time has gone on. It's just... It's almost like a story that I know really well.
Was it just another day for SEAL Team 6, or was it different for you guys? Because, you know, you are the tip of the spear. I think that operation was actually very unsubtly called Operation Neptune Spear, just to make sure everybody understood who was engaging in that. Was this just another op for you guys, or did it sink in that this is the guy responsible for the biggest terrorist attack in modern history?
Well, when they first told us, and it was a commanding officer of SEAL Team 6, and then the woman called Maya in the movie Zero Dark Thirty, when they first said, the reason you're here is this is as close as we've ever been to Osama bin Laden, our initial reaction was, cool, are we going right now? And then once we found out where he was, how far the flight would be, the target wasn't that difficult. We just thought it would be extremely difficult to get in due to the anti-aircraft stuff they might have there. And then the gunfight on the ground and the fact that the house might blow up, and then obviously the long flight out or if we run out of gas. But as far as the target, I mean, it was a very easy target. We did crash a helicopter in the front yard and drop some guys off in a wrong spot, but we made it work. And when people asked me, how did we do it? It was a big compound. I was like, well, it was easy. If the guy in front of me went left, I went right, and we just did that over and over.
But once you were there standing over the body of the man responsible for 9/11, was it just another mission accomplished? When did it hit you guys, the enormity of what had been done that day in Abbottabad?
When some of his family members were in the room and we had an Arabic speaker, one of the SEAL Team 6 guys that spoke Arabic, when they said, yeah, that's him, that's Sheikh Osama, it did sink in that we got him. But then it's more of a, wow, look at all these computers. Look at these offices. There's so much stuff here. We need more time. But we might live now. We might get out of here. So let's put him in a body bag, you know, get a few pictures. And we got to blow up that helicopter, grab another one, get out. But, you know, we found so much stuff there where they're running Al-Qaeda. I mean, it didn't quite sink in how, I mean, we knew it was obviously the premier target you could get. But, yeah, it was. We'd done that. They picked us for a reason. We were the most experienced guys available at the time. So it wasn't our first target, and that wasn't even the last guy I shot with that gun.
Let's talk about your career with the teams. I think you went through team after Buds. It was Teams 2. You were at Buds 208. Then you joined yes. SEAL Team 2, Team 4, and then DevGru. Tell us yes. about – let's take the movie mystique away from it. Let's talk about your specific career. So how did you end up doing Buds? And walk us through 2, 4, and then 6.
Well, I went to the Navy on accident because I wanted to join the Marine Corps to get out of Butte, Montana. And as luck would have it, the Marine recruiter was not in the office, and the Navy guy was. And it's that simple. And I've met so many veterans that say the same thing. Well, I went to join the Marines, I end up in the Army right. or something like that. And I went to be a SEAL because I wanted to be a sniper. The recruiter, the Navy recruiter, told me, "Yeah, you can be a sniper. You got to be a SEAL first. No big deal." He kind of brushed over that because, you know, being from Montana, landlocked, I didn't even know how to swim. But he's looking for a billet, so I signed it. Did get through SEAL training, which was very difficult. But again, it's one step at a time. And then I picked SEAL Team 2 because when you finish SEAL training, which is called Basic Underwater Demolition SEAL Training or BUDS, they ask you basically which coast you want to be on. And so the odd numbers are going to be in San Diego, the West Coast, so 1, 3, 5, and 7. And then the even numbers were in Virginia. And at the time, there was 2, 4, and 8. And because it was the 90s, I wanted to be operational. And the only thing really going on for the military was Kosovo, Bosnia, stuff right. like that. And that's where SEAL Team 2 was going. And SEAL Team 2 was technically the oldest team in the SEAL teams by a few hours because SEAL Team 1 was, you know, on the West Coast. And I picked them because it just, you know, they're known for hard work. They're going there. And I put down 2. And 2, 4, and 8, and then I ended up getting SEAL Team 2, and I went out to Virginia Beach, and that was just the beginning of quite an adventure.
Let's talk about the famous underwater demolition course of BUDS. A friend of my son has just graduated BUDS. What was your BUDS like? And you said just, you know, one step at a time. What is the philosophy that worked for you?
I had an instructor say, I know you've seen the movies or read some of the books, regardless of what you've been told. However, this course is not impossible. People graduate, right? Look at me. So I will never ask you to do anything impossible, but I will make you do something very hard, followed by something very hard. Again, very hard day after day. But don't think about getting from now to graduation. That's too much time. Do it like this. Wake up in the morning on time, make your bed the right way, and then brush your teeth. You just started your day with 3 wins. That's not bad. Make it to the 4 a.m. workout on time. And as I'm beating you, don't think about the pain. Concentrate on your next goal in life, which is breakfast. After breakfast, your next goal is lunch. After lunch, make it to dinner. After dinner, do everything you need to do to get back inside that perfectly made bed, because you took the time in the morning to make your bed the right way, regardless of how bad today was, and it will be bad. Tomorrow's a clean slate and a fresh start. And when you feel like quitting, which you will, do not quit right now, because that's just emotion. Quit tomorrow. And if you can keep quitting tomorrow, you can do anything. And so I just did that one day at a time.
And your intake for 208, what was the proportion for those who washed out? Was it mostly injuries? Because you hear about a lot of injuries. Or was it the psychological ringing the bell?
A lot of the ringing the bell, the quitting, is because of injuries. It's not because, well, this sucks, I quit. It's because I'm tired of the shin splints. I'm tired of the broken toes. I'm tired of, you know, the bad shoulders or whatever, and they quit. And some guys quit just because it does suck, and then other guys quit out of fear during times called Hell Week. We were a lucky class, actually, because we had a dude in there named Tom Donovan, who's now an admiral. And he told me one thing. I said, man, you know, it's scary for me being an E4, but you're an academy officer. You're kind of in charge. And he goes, why is it scary? I'm like, I guess you're right. I don't know. And that was at the time when Braveheart was popular. So during Hell Week, we would hear Mr. Donovan just yell, freedom, from the dark surf. And I'm convinced there's still 30 Navy SEALs out there because of Admiral Donovan. But that, I mean, that was, so we finished up with, you know, it's generally it's about 80% don't make it. We were about 75, but it was a summer class. So who knows?
Wow. He is the author of the book, The Operator, Firing the Shots That Killed Osama Bin Laden and My Years as a SEAL Team Warrior. That is also the title of his podcast, The Operator. We're talking to Rob O'Neill. Follow him on Twitter, MC Huya. If you don't know how to spell that, look it up. If you enjoy The Manhood Hour, make sure you are subscribed to our podcast, whichever platform you prefer, Salem, Stitcher, Apple, Spotify. Just plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Do leave us a five-star review and share the links with your friends. And if 3 hours of radio day simply isn't enough, join us for our Patriots Alaska cruise this June 29th to July 6th. That's July 4th weekend. We already have 370 of you booked. We're going to have to shut it down any day now. It is on the beautiful five-star Eurodame liner. We will be sailing the waterways of the most beautiful state of the Union. I've never been to Alaska. I've never been on a cruise. I'm super excited. Check out the incredible itinerary at sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com. And click on the Patriots Alaska Cruise banner. While you're online, don't forget to give me a follow. I'm on all the social media platforms that matter. Just look for Seb Gorka or Sebastian Gorka on Truth Social, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Parler, Getter, Telegram. You can watch the show by downloading the Salem News Channel app. And for unique content by me and direct access to me, check out my Substack, sebastiangorka.substack.com. We'll be back with the man who shot Bin Laden here on the Manhood Hour.
We're experiencing instability at every level. Our government lacks leadership, and Bidenomics has been a disaster. The economy is in a fragile state. Inflation has been a consistent issue. High interest rates have put significant pressure on the real estate market. There have been major bank failures, and many analysts say a stock market correction is likely overdue. We have global conflicts in Europe and the Middle East that have the potential to spread, but gold has soared to record highs even amidst the tensions. There are so many reasons that Americans should consider investments in gold and silver, and Legacy Precious Metals is the gold standard. I love Legacy Precious Metals because of their zero-hassle, education-first approach. They can help you roll your traditional IRA into a gold IRA or ship metals directly to your house. Go to legacypminvestments.com to download their free gold investing guide. I've read it, and there's so much valuable information there. Friends, now is not the time to roll the dice with your hard-earned money. Find out about the growth potential that gold offers you. Contact Legacy Precious Metals today and tell them I sent you.
Remember as a kid, your parents and grandparents making you try all the vegetables on your plate, or when they coaxed you to eat fruit instead of sweets? That's because they knew that was good for you. And it's truer today than ever before. You need to eat your fruits and vegetables. There's no substitute for a healthy diet, but there is Balance of Nature. Their products are gluten-free and non-GMO, and they contain no added sugars or synthetics. Feel better naturally and eat your fruits and vegetables every single day with Balance of Nature. Are you ready to start? Whether you order online or call them directly, you must use promo code GORKA to get this special offer of 35% off. Call them 800-246-8751 and use code GORKA, or order online at balanceofnature.com. Use discount code GORKA to get 35% off.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
Would you let AOC or Chuck Schumer once a month go to your wallet, go to your handbag, and take $100 out and then spend it on things you hate? You'd never let that happen, would you? Because you're a patriot. Well, I've got news for you. If your cell phone is connected to the big cell phone providers, you're doing that already. Why? Because they're all left-wing. The big boys are all woke. They have donated every single year millions of dollars to causes you hate, like Planned Parenthood, gun control foundations, organizations trying to censor and cancel conservatives. Why would you fund people who hate you and hate America? That's crazy. Switch today to the only Christian conservative cell phone company in America. It's the one I use. It's called Patriot Mobile. They have the same nationwide coverage, a performance guarantee. You keep your old number, keep your old phone, or get an upgrade. but they're on your side. They've donated millions of dollars to causes you believe in, to the sanctity of life, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment. They've even funded conservative school board candidates. That's how much they love America. Free activation with my name, extra discounts for veterans and first responders. Don't fund people who hate you. Switch today. It's as easy as calling 972-PATRIOT. Glenn and his team are the best in the world. PatriotMobile.com/GORKA. That's 972-728-7468. PatriotMobile.com/GORKA. We're talking to the man who shot bin Laden, Senior Chief Rob O'Neill, SEAL Team 6, holder of, I don't know if I read this right, do you really have 2 silver stars and another 4 bronze stars? Is that right?
Yes, that's correct. We were awarded silver stars for the bin Laden raid, and then I was awarded a silver star a few years prior because I was running a small outstation near the border of Pakistan where I had a cool idea where we could lure in some Al-Qaeda guys, but we ended up luring in about 200 Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and Pakistani forces. We ended up bombing Pakistan. So long story short, both of my silver stars involved Pakistan.
I don't know how you fit all that fruit salad on your chest when you're wearing your dress uniform. Let's talk about one more operation before we get to the big, philosophical stuff here about the state of manhood in our civilization. The Maersk Alabama operation. Captain Phillips, you were also involved in that. How accurate is the movie telling? Because that whole operation sounded rather difficult.
That was very difficult. The movie was fantastic. I have a joke that I say, it was about 50% accurate. Unless I'm at happy hour, then it was 100% accurate, and I took all 3 shots. That's not true. I was not one of the shooters on that mission. I was actually the lead jumper for the team that jumped in. The movie was great, but they didn't show our part. We were actually in Virginia Beach. It was my birthday. Good Friday, April 10th, 2009, and I was at my daughter's Easter tea party at her preschool, and I was getting her smiley face cookies when we got a message, and 15 hours and 46 minutes later, I let a jump into the Indian Ocean. We had a full head count, and we went to the USS Boxer, sent some snipers to the USS Bainbridge, and the plan was simply put snipers on the Bainbridge, which was towing the lifeboat, and just watch them while we prepare for the rescue. But as we were preparing for the rescue, something very dangerous happened, and they just shot. And there was no countdown. They were doing mock executions on Captain Phillips. The 3 snipers took shots, and that's pretty much it. And what was so cool about that is SEAL Team 6 was designed to rescue Americans at sea like that, but it had never been done. That's 29 years. It had never been done. So put yourself in those snipers' positions. That Friday, it was a long weekend for Easter. They could have said, we've never done this. We'll drink beer and I'll sight my gears on Tuesday. But they didn't do that. Their guns did not need to be sighted in for the most difficult shots of their lives. But their guns were sighted in for the most difficult shots of their lives because they were prepared. And that's how cool the mission was. That wasn't the plan. But sometimes the perfect plan exists when you're planning. Just be prepared for anything.
Yeah, you say that movie was good. I think you said Dark 30 was good. There's a few others, Lone Survivor. What if yes. anything... does Hollywood get wrong? When you're watching these movies, aggravates you the most when you see representations of Dev Gru or other SEAL operations?
Well, they did a really good job with actually all those movies. I think Lone Survivor was probably the best one. The only issue with that was the mountains that they filmed in weren't as steep as the Western Himalayas in Afghanistan. They did a good job. They made Maya look great in Zero Dark Thirty. I mean, the only issue, I think, other than Saving Private Ryan, is they don't show that sometimes people freeze because the fear of actually getting shot at. And I don't mean getting shot in the mountains. I'm talking walk into a room and someone from the bed shoots at you. That's way different. And people respond differently to it. And it's always, people always say, run to the sound of the guns. And you see those T-shirts that say, I like to kick in doors and shoot people in the face. I usually say, no, you don't, because you've never really done it. So they don't. There's a humanity involved that they just don't seem to. I mean on both sides too. I'm not saying the bad guys aren't bad guys, but there's a human element involved that they can't quite capture because you don't really respect how sudden you can take a life and how precious life really is. And I mean, you got to figure the guys that I shot. I think about them now. It's like wow. Over the blink of an eye, everything they cared about doesn't matter anymore. So there's a lot of humanity, then a lot of after effects that they don't touch on.
Are you talking about not necessarily some kind of fear reaction, but some kind of animalistic, just a sudden freeze that isn't represented?
I think so, and it differs with everybody. And it's generally your first or second time in combat before you know how you're going to respond. I was fortunate. The first time I got shot at was Albania in 1998, so not a lot going on there. But, I've seen people just kind of lose it and freeze. Not a lot, but it happens. And they just they don't show that. Again, it's just the human element. But as far as those movies, and especially Saving Private Ryan, which I think is the greatest war movie ever made. And again, getting into liberalism, you can tell it was a great war movie because it didn't win Best Picture. Shakespeare in Love did, yeah, whatever.
Obviously,
but, but the human element, they don't quite grasp. But
All right, one more question from me at the tactical level, since I spent some time working with the guys from the regiment in Hereford, and you have your friends amongst the SBS as well. Who do you respect out there in the international community who you really see as brothers, who don't come from Damn Neck or come from a Virginia Beach, but who you'd be happy to be jumping out of a plane with?
Well, I mean, my heart goes out with the SBS, the Special Boat Service, because they're the Royal Marines, and then they're the Navy SEAL version. We worked with them the closest at SEAL Team 2, and then they deployed with us with Dev Group. I've worked with, like, the Norwegian Jaegers are amazing. Obviously, the SAS in the UK and then in Australia are amazing. But, if I had to pick one, it would be the Special Boat Service.
We're talking to Rob O'Neill. He's the author of The Operator, Firing the Shots That Killed Osama Bin Laden, My Years as a SEAL Team Warrior. It's also the title of his podcast, The Operator. Follow him on Twitter at MCHUYA, H-00-Y-A-H. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. If you want to have leadership back in the White House, somebody who knows how to use our special operators to keep America and the world safe and stable, put that yard sign outside your house that says it all. Trump 2024. It's his booking photograph from Atlanta. We put it on a t-shirt. We put it on a mug. We have to save this republic. No more wars. SebGorkaStore.com for all your America First gear. That's SEBGORKA, SebGorkaStore.com. And if you look at what's happening in the Middle East, you made it one of our most popular items. It's the president. It's the map of Israel, from the river to the sea, forever free, SebGorkaStore.com. And you can support the president directly at DonaldJTrump.com. That's DonaldJTrump.com. We'll be back with Rob after these messages. Stay on this channel.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Did you know that 84% of New Year's resolutions fail in the first 6 weeks? That's got me thinking about PhD weight loss and nutrition and why it was a success for me. Why I haven't gained 1 pound of my 42-pound weight loss back. Why Jeff, my producer, decided to start the program. Most people blame their failure on a lack of time, motivation, and a loss of zeal. PhD makes it simple. It doesn't take a lot of extra time. They are masters of motivation. You have a team of coaches by your side the whole time, and you don't lose your zeal because every week you make great strides, so you stay excited. Do something different this year and call PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition, 864-644-1900. To get started, or online at myphdweightloss.com. Don't do this alone. The number, 864-644-1900, myphdweightloss.com.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America first.
You can bench press hundreds of pounds. You can run till your feet are ragged. But what if you don't get a good night's sleep? How do you guarantee that? You rest your head on one of Mike Lindell's pillows. There's a reason he sold 81 million of them, because they're that good. The pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape. But did you know he's got hundreds of items on his website made in America by Americans for you? The left hates him because he believes in America. He's a God-fearing patriot. Let's have his back. Check out all the amazing products. Use my name for up to 2/3 off and free shipping. Don't buy that Chinese garbage on Amazon. Go right now, mypillow.com, and use promo code G-O-R-K-A. You can call them up. Talk to a human being. How nice is that? 800-829-8468, mypillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. So as a former SEAL Team 6 member who was there on the raid that killed bin Laden, you are probably the most hated individual when it comes to concepts such as toxic masculinity, Rob O'Neill. How serious do you think the assault on, you know, classic virtues of courage, manliness is? Is it something we can ignore, or is it a corrosive disease in the minds of our young men?
Well, it's pretty corrosive right now, and I think it's for a number of reasons, because the feminization of boys and men is, I hope, at its peak, because we're at a point where everything's bad. You can't eat dairy, don't eat meat, vegan this, and then next thing you know, you're marching for Hamas and then bitching about climate change. The good news is, you know, where I hang out and where I came from, being in the SEAL teams, and then, you know, I travel around, I go to gyms and stuff, and I see people. It's not that bad there. But I think, especially with the invasion of artificial intelligence and things like TikTok, they're making it seem uncool to be manly, to the point where, you know, a lot of the girls, the college age girls, kind of dig it too, until it's time to marry someone and then they want a man. But they're, you know, everything from muscle cars to going to the gym. You know, they closed down gym, but they kept liquor stores open during COVID, stuff like that. I mean, I know the government's pushing it, because at the end, they want the one world government. And they want to control the little people. And one way is to keep them weak and take away their guns. But a lot of the masculine stuff, they're trying to get rid of it. I don't think it's as bad as it may seem, but I know a lot of people, especially our enemies, are trying it.
I've had the honor of briefing DevGru as well as a SEAL teammate, but most of my work has been with the Green Berets at Bragg. And even there, I'm sad to say, in the last 3 years, there's been a real assault on traditional values amongst the people who go through the Q course. What are you hearing, Rob? How bad is the ideological assault on those warrior values amongst the U.S. military?
Well, it's bad, again, at the every guy that I talk to that's still in, that I know, because I'm getting older, the part that's the problem is the senior leadership. It's the people who are almost to the political level. It's the admirals who want to make, you know, either another star or run for the Senate or get their job at the political job at one of the major contractors, who delegate to the other officer, then the senior enlisted. And that's where the policy comes from, the command climate. And I saw it coming in when I was getting out. And this is back right around 2012. I did one more combat deployment after the bin Laden raid. And I remember the big push was don't ask, don't tell. And none of us cared about that, because we didn't I don't care what your preference is behind closed door or what you look like. If you can carry me after I've been shot when I'm wearing all my gear, that's all I care about. But we could sort of see the writing on the wall. But as opposed to, go to the range, go to the gym, be prepared to fight, it's more of a command climate poster on the wall with how do you feel about this? And did someone make you say that? And the don't ask, don't tell. And we've seen where that's gone now. Now they're talking about transgender is at the peak for national security, which is total nonsense. But and this bad senior leadership is forcing the junior leadership and some of the senior enlisted just out. The retention's horrible. A lot of people don't want to get in. And thankfully, it's not quite gotten to places like SEAL training, but we've seen it at the Q course. And it's not going to surprise me if, stress cards come out and you're being too mean and stop yelling, you're hurting my feelings and all this. When people when the soldiers in China and Russia are not doing that.
Yeah, but sooner or later, it's going to affect combat effectiveness, isn't it?
Yes, of course it is.
Yeah,
of course. I mean, one of the first keys to success is morale.
Yeah.
If people want to be there, be part of the team, they're going to work harder. But if you don't believe in the mission, and that's pretty much everything. You know, I used to, with my guys, I would say please and thank you for normal work. And one of my best bosses said, nobody ever worked for me, they work with me. Keep morale high. But if you're pushing this nonsense and wasting the funding we don't have on all the other stuff, and morale's not there, people just aren't going to stick around. And certainly not want to fight a war. They're definitely not going to want to fight and die for something that they don't think their own country believes in. And that's what this place is. We're the only country in the world that teaches it to we hate ourselves.
Yeah, that is so true. As a senior, I mean, he's a retired general whose son is a Green Beret, just returned from the Baltic states, teaching them UW, teaching them unconventional warfare. And he gets back to brag after teaching the Baltic states how to prevent or deal with a Russian invasion, gets back to brag. And what does he have? Mandatory pronoun lectures. Fort Bragg. It's insane. We're talking to Rob O'Neill. Follow him on social media at MC Hooyah. We are coming to you from the ReFactor.com studios. I'm Dr. G, but it's Mark 2. What does that mean? Thanks to Dr. Ashley Lucas and her amazing team at My PhD Weight Loss. I lost 42 pounds in just a matter of months. No scary injections, no stupid pills to pop, just a system that lets me eat five times a day and burns the fat off. I'm down to a size 36 in my blue jeans. I'm 6'3". I haven't been to size 36 since I was in my 20s, and it feels amazing. Find out for yourself. Call them on 864-644-1900, or just see the before and after pictures. Mine will shock you. At myphdweightloss.com. That's 864-644-1900. Myphdweightloss.com. Myphdweightloss.com. You may have heard that Mike Lindell and MyPillow no longer have the support of the big box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. They have been attacked as part of the cancel culture, and so they want to pass the savings directly to you by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, some you may not even know about. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel sets, for $25. Brand new four-pack dish towels. You guessed it, just $25. For the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping too. This amazing offer won't last long. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code GORKA or call 800-829-8468 today. That's code GORKA.
Listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
All right, the most interesting question of the Manhood Hour. We've had founding members of Delta Force. We now have a former member of SEAL Team 6, Dev Gru. Who was the most influential individual in your understanding, Rob O'Neill, of what it means to be a man? For most guys, if they're lucky, if they're blessed, it should be their father. But for some, it's an uncle, their granddad, a football coach. Who was it in your child who you looked at and you said, yeah, that's what I want to be like?
In my case, it was my dad, Tom O'Neill, because we have a cool story. He didn't teach me how to hunt. We learned how to hunt together. He went through his second divorce and you know, one of those things is just get outside when you feel bad. So he decided to hunt. So we went out in some sort of a small tan like Nissan car and started hunting antelope, which is the fastest animal in North America. We didn't know what we were doing at first. The first time we gutted a deer, we had no idea, but we're out there together doing it. And we got to the point where we were killing caribou and Alaskan brown bears. And we got really good at elk, obviously. Growing up with him doing that, learning that, and then obviously the meat eating part, just got great. But he also taught me how to play basketball. We both played college basketball. He played at the University of Montana. And when he and I would play, we had a deal where one of us has to make 20 free throws in a row before we can leave the gym. And that's, wow. It could take 5 minutes, it could take 3 hours. But the deal was at the beginning of the year, it's 20 to leave and then 20 for a stake. But once we hit 20, then it goes to 25 for a stake. And this is at the Derby, then 30, then 35, 40. At the end of the year, he ended up setting the family record with 91 free throws in a row. And that stayed for a week because the next week I made 105. But that taught me, do everything like you do anything. If you want to be good at something, do it 1,000 times. If you want to be great, do it 10,000 times. Plus, when you get to that goal, we get to go to the Derby in Butte, Montana, and get a huge piece of red meat, which we loved. That's manly as it gets. And so I learned a lot of that from my dad. And what he taught me in shooting free throws, I took with me as a sniper in the SEAL teams.
So talk to us about what the values are. Clearly, determination is one that you learned from those free throws. What other adjectives, what other kind of descriptor words come to mind when you think about what your dad taught you?
Muscle memory. Again, like I said, repetition is probably one of your best friends. He actually did something, muscle memory, he didn't even realize. And when I was in high school, I win bets on my friends in the gym. I said, I guarantee you when we're done going up and down the court for 2.5 hours, you know, all 10 of us, he will come in here, take his shoes off. He will wipe his face with his sweaty socks. And he did it every time. And I'd win like 10 bucks a bet. My friends never believed me. But just the repetition, again, do everything like you do anything. And it's the little things that count. It's the little things that can... You can win. It's the little things that can get you killed. And there's a very, you know, fine line in between both.
Yeah, yeah. When you look at young men today, or like, you know, the 10, 12-year-olds, what are you most worried they're not getting? If Rob O'Neill had to write a curriculum on what young boys need to learn, what are they missing the most? What would you focus on?
If I could go back to 15-year-old Rob O'Neill and give him one sentence of advice, it would be ask her out. Take the shot. Just take the shot. And right now what I'm worried about is their heads are in their phone and they're going to get hunchbacks. Like I've heard men say, why is that beautiful woman with that ugly dude? Well, because he asked.
Yeah.
So take the shot. I'm worried about them staring at their phones and running into a bus.
This is very interesting. So I'm completely addicted to this bloody thing. I had breakfast with my wife today. I said, okay, new rule. We get into bed. These things go in the drawer. We're not going to be staring at them, reading or whatever. And then when I find out from my kids, this was years ago, that first my daughter put this system, this app on the phone, that just shut. She couldn't go online after about, you know, whatever it was, like an hour a day or whatever. So she put that lock on. I didn't have anything to do with it. She did that. And then when my son, who's, you know, super popular D1 athlete, 6'6", and I wanted to show him something on social media, the 50-year-old, and he says, Dad, I deleted Instagram. I deleted all those apps. They're a waste of time. When your 23-year-old tells you that, you should probably pay
That's
attention.
Awesome.
Right, Rob?
No, that's incredible. That's actually great news to hear, too. It's a waste of time. I'm glad people are figuring that out because, I mean, even little stuff. Well, I just had a young baby, and what I see with parents now is as when the kid comes running in the room, instead of celebrating the fact they're toddlers, you know, they're just staring at their phone or whatever they're doing. I'm going to make it a point to, you know, what's that saying? Wherever you are, be there. So yeah. I'm not going to miss a minute. I don't need a video of it because it'll be in my mind's eye.
The thing that galls me is when this thing, especially the tablets, they just shove them in the front of the kid's face. You see this all the time when you're traveling, and it's like, okay, I'm not going to engage. What does that make the child think? I'm with my parent. I'm with the woman who birthed me, and instead of spending time with me, she's shoving me off with some stupid woke transgender cartoon on the tablet as we're waiting for a plane. How do people not get this, Rob?
I don't understand it, too. I mean, I could get it on a long flight if the kid's screaming, and that'll calm him down just for the sake of everyone else. But all you're doing is feeding him poison because some people, you know, they don't even understand that a lot of these apps they're staring at and watching nurses dance and all that crap, that's embedded in like fifth generation warfare. They're trying to get at our people at the heart, because we used to have these two huge bodies of water protect us from places like China, but now we don't. And I mean, if parents are getting lazy and it gets tiring, I get it. But you're ruining the kid and you're not helping the country. And it is frustrating to watch. I mean, I see so many people just walking around across crosswalks, adults, kids staring at their phone. I mean, just because it says walk doesn't, you know, you might have the right of way, but if you get hit by a truck, you have the right of way, but it still kills you. I mean, you got to be aware of your surroundings. Situational awareness is gone, and whatever, you know, places like China want to pump into your heads, that's going to be there forever. That is why the country's divided. That's why we hate ourselves, is because of stuff like the tablets and the smartphones.
And TikTok, which interestingly it works for, is an asset of the Communist Party of China, but is banned in China. Isn't that interesting? We're talking to Rob O'Neill, author of The Operator, also the same title for his podcast. Follow him right now at MC Huya. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from just outside the insalubrious, fetid, rank, malodorous, noisome, ghastly swamp that is Washington, D.C. Relief Factor. It's real. It works. How? Because its ingredients are proven anti-inflammatories like resveratrol and curcumin and omega-3s that assault the cause of the pain, which is the inflammation. I took Relief Factor, and 2 weeks later, I was pain-free. My lower back pain that had plagued me for 9 years, for almost a decade, disappeared. As of last January, I'm 5 years pain-free. But it's not just Dr. G. It's people like Alicia from California. Listen to her story. I'm a grocery store worker and was working doubles during the coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees did not get a rest. I literally limped to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. That should be your story. Find out today. There's only one way, but it's super easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you. Like it works for me, Alicia, and over a million of your fellow Americans. Call today, 1-800, the number for relief, relieffactor.com. That's 1-800-473-5433, relieffactor.com.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.
America First, magnificent.
Last question in the Manhood Hour to our friend, the man who shot Bin Laden, Rob O'Neill. This is a kind of threefer question, or it has like three kind of angles. Right. You're talking to about 3.5 million people right now. Some of them will be young men who may be considering following in your footsteps. Given the state of wokeism, given the state of American politics, lack of leadership in the White House, and given the state of the international environment with war in Ukraine, war in the Middle East, the surrender of Afghanistan, what would you say to young men who thinking about a career in the military but are disheartened by what they see in the context?
Well, the first thing I would say is do more pull-ups. That's the key to everything. Pull-ups is the way to go. The second is, you know, guys like me and my team, we've done our part. And if they truly care about this country and the Western way of life, they're going to need leadership eventually. And as you know, we all get older and we need a new generation of leaders. And with great leaders, there come other, you know, followers that make great leaders. Just like I was saying about morale earlier. So, I mean, if you want to be a part of the change, you know, don't bitch about it. Be part of the solution. And the military is great. There's still great people in there. And, you know, for people worried about, well, I won't get to go to war. Yeah, be careful what you wish for, because that's right around the corner. But do more pull-ups. Learn how to defend yourself. I recommend Brazilian jiu-jitsu. Start as young as you can.
I did judo. Judo's good too. And last word of encouragement to your friends or to others who are still in and are trying to just avoid the lunacy, the bad leadership of the wokers. And what do you say to them, Rob?
Turn off your phones, definitely hit the gym and read 1984 twice and then listen to the audiobook.
1984, good advice, and maybe Aldous Huxley, because they are also, it's a mixture of 1984 and A Brave New World. The Twitter account, follow it right now, is MC Huya, and the book is The Operator Firing the Shots That Killed Osama Bin Laden and My Years as a SEAL Team Warrior. Also, the name of his podcast. If you want to have that leadership back in the White House, just 4 years. We had 4 years of no war. Can we just have that back, please? Then tell the world that you are on Team Trump. Be the catalyst that makes others courageous. It's the yard sign with his booking photograph from Georgia with a very simple message, Trump 2024. We put it on a T-shirt. We put it on a mug. Get yours today, sebgorkastore.com. And given the state of matters in the Middle East, it's the map of Israel. We've twisted. We've done some Brazilian jiu-jitsu on the Jew haters from the river to the sea. Israel will be forever free. Get yours at sebgorkastore.com. That's sebgorkastore.com. We can get all my books, including Defeating Jihad, the book that propelled me to the White House, Why We Fight, and The War for America's Soul. And you can support the president directly at donaldjtrump.com. You've been listening to The Manhood Hour. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, keep your head in a swivel, watch your six, hold the line, never give up, never give in, and stay frosty.
Upon this continent, a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
I think we're going to have to play that every day, at least for the next 6 months. Harlem shouting, "We love you, Trump," less than a week ago. Welcome back, dear friends. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. This is America Host and America First, and I am your host, Sebastian Gorka. So much to discuss. President Trump is back in court today on something which, a little bit disappointed with my conservative friends out there, even Breitbart and our friend Christina Wong, had an article out today entitled "Donald Trump Hush Money Trial to Begin with All Jurors Seated." Eric, is there a problem with that headline, do you think?
As you have said and others have pointed out, apparently to no avail up to this point, it's not a hush money trial. It's called an NDA, which if NDAs were a crime, a lot of us would be getting sued right now.
Right. And not only is it about an NDA that Stormy Daniels signed, I signed a non-disclosure agreement with the Trump Organization when I became advisor to candidate Trump. NDAs aren't illegal. Thousands are being signed right now as we speak across America. It keeps information pertinent to somebody's sensitive questions confidential. But what is the case about? I wonder how many people out there who hate President Trump could tell you what the case is about. A case which was declined by the Federal Elections Commission and by Alvin Bragg's predecessor, by Cyrus Vance Jr. Because the allegation is a very strange one, that Donald Trump had an affair with Stormy Daniels, which she denied in a letter publicly certified in 2018. Interesting. And that she was paid monies to keep quiet. Well, she wasn't. Michael Cohen paid her monies that he said he paid her out of his own funds. A man who is the star witness for this trial because he hates President Trump now. A man who is a convicted perjurer. And the abstruse, weird, Byzantine argument is that the monies paid to this woman profited President Trump in his 2016 election. But he didn't declare those payments as related to an election campaign. Really? That's the best you've got? Now, we have to dig a little bit deeper with who is bringing this case. We know Alvin Bragg, funded by Soros during his campaign, did what? Said, I'm going to put President Trump behind bars. Which is weird because we have a presumption of innocence in the American legal system. Not too long ago, Alvin Bragg added somebody to his team who is his chief prosecutor, chief investigator in this case. And thanks to Mike Davis, I have a little bit of information on this man. Let me read to you what the chief prosecutor working for Alvin Bragg has as his professional background. And you tell me whether this is about law and justice or whether it is a political persecution. The individual is called Matthew Colangelo. Who is Matthew Colangelo? When Alvin Bragg appointed Matthew Colangelo in December, CNN simply reported he was, quote, a senior official in the U.S. Justice Department. Okay, let's stop there for a second. He's a Fed. Why does a New York prosecutor have somebody from Biden's Department of Justice move over to his office in New York? What was he doing at the Department of Justice for Joe Biden? He was on the Trump Foundation investigation. CNN failed to report, however, Colangelo's background as a left-wing Democrat operative and activist, including 7 years as a lawyer for the NAACP and a Democrat political appointee for more than 14 years. In addition, the Biden administration made him deputy to the radical Vanita Gupta. You may have heard of that ideologue at the Biden Justice Department. He was one of the leaders in politicizing and weaponizing the Biden DOJ, including, just a coincidence, I'm sure, prosecuting Christians who prayed outside an abortion clinic. President Trump, pro-lifers, patriots, you're all in the crosshairs. What did he do before he was targeting pro-lifers and the chief prosecutor for Alvin Bragg in New York? Oh, he was senior economic advisor to Barack Obama. Prior to that, he was chief aide to Obama's Labour Secretary, and future DNC Chair Tom Perez. He advised Tom Perez when he was the Obama DOJ Civil Rights Division head. And just to put the cherry on top, Mr. Colangelo has never, ever served as a line prosecutor or a defense attorney. So what does this mean? When President Trump says that this is about election interference, this is about keeping him in court as he tries to campaign for a second time for the highest office in the land, he's absolutely right. Now we know why Letitia James had regular meetings in the Biden West Wing. This isn't about something that happened in New York that has to be fixed, that crime was committed. No crime was committed. If there had been a crime, Cyrus Vance would have brought the case. If there had been a crime, then the Federal Elections Commission would have made sure that there was a prosecution. No. This is about Biden, the Democrats, and stealing the election. And that's why they sent one of their most senior Democrat hack activists from the Biden DOJ to New York to try and put President Trump in prison or worse. Political prosecutions have arrived in America. Whether you're a pro-lifer saying prayers outside an abortion clinic, or whether you're the man that Harlem wants back in the White House. I'm Sebastian Gorka. We've only just begun. This is America First. We have a very special Manhood Hour guest, third hour today, the man who killed Bin Laden. From SEAL Team 6, Rob O'Neill. You don't want to miss it. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast on whichever platform you prefer. Just plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Leave us a five-star review. And if you stand by the man, the only one who can save us from the corruption of the Democrats, put the yard sign outside your house with the booking photograph from Fulton County. That's a very simple message. Trump 2024. Get the mug, get the t-shirt. Stand with President Trump. SEBGORKA store.com. And you can support him directly at DonaldJTrump.com.